Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Suicide Squad. We might have used it before when the first Suicide Squad came out, but
were we even? I don't think we were doing it. The podcast think was about to exist, because I remember I was working my old job and I was at Comic Con when they were doing all the promo, but maybe it came out.
Actually, that's right, the first Suicide Squad was our initial reason for creating a show that covered culture,
because we were like, yo, you ever this is so cool, and I'm like, yeah, man, what do we call this?
Hey guys, before we get into what's trending, just a reminder, August 25th, 6 p.m PST, 9 p.m EST, we are bringing you the year 2000 in a live streaming audio visual extravaganza.
Yeah.
Some people say the full word. I don't. I do a little.
Save yourself a syllable.
Can announce that our special guest will be none other than Chris Crofton. So go get your tickets. momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist. That's momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And if you can't make it, there's VOD options too, but you got to get your ticket. And honestly, y'all need to see Chris and all of us interact, because most of the time it's me just hanging my head with laughter. I just can't believe what I'm in the presence of. So yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here are some of the things that are trending. We got Matthew Taylor Coleman. This is a dude who describes himself as an adherent of QAnon who killed his kids in Mexico. He's like a surf instructor. Everybody was like, oh, he left my kids with him the other day. He seemed like the nicest person in the world. His wife was, when she was like, my kids are missing. I think they're with their dad, though, and he's fine. He's like a really nice guy, so it shouldn't be a problem. And they were not right. So just another example of...
did he believe exactly? He actually articulated to investigators that they had what?
Serpent DNA that was going to turn them into monsters, because he believed that his wife had serpent DNA. And yeah, man, it's the internet. It's so really, terrifying thing in the wrong hands, and truly, truly awful. Let's talk about something you don't have to be worried about, and that is touching fentanyl with your hands.
Oh, God, that fucking video.
Yeah, yeah. So there was this video where they showed like an actual police officer who was like near death and being revived. And they said this happened because he was in the presence of fentanyl.
Right. And the guy gave him Narcan and he's like, don't worry, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it's not your fault. Yeah.
So it turns out that the OD based on being in the presence of fentanyl was not a doctor's opinion on it. It was actually the police officers, the police chief's opinion on it. That's not something that can happen, like just by accidentally touching fentanyl.
All right. And the police, obviously great arbiters of truth when it comes to bolstering a narrative that benefits
them. Yeah, man. At this point, I just don't trust a single thing that cops say, especially when it's something bad happening to them, because I just feel like they are messy bitches who have all the power, are bad at using it, and want us to feel sorry for them. And feel like they have a better reason for being bad at using it than just, you know, being ill prepared.
Right. Cause I remember the video came out and it went up because we were like, oh my God, this shit, fentanyl really can fuck you up like this. And then I remember seeing like in a lot of replies to this, people were dubious, like experts. And then I saw like an article came out. So is there like more, did someone actually come on and be like, y'all, this is straight horse shit?
Yeah, yeah. The AP and New York Times have interviewed doctors. There's a doctor, Dr. Ryan Marino, who just straight up said, you cannot overdose just by touching fentanyl or another opioid, and you cannot overdose just by being around it. And this is something that they have studied. He said, yeah, it's you're not going to overdose through accidental contact. People do overdose accidentally, but it is people who are using or drugs
ingesting.
And either,
right.
Yeah, not expecting fentanyl. Fentanyl is very deadly. You should, you know, get your drugs tested if you're going to do drugs. That's a horrible thing that is happening throughout America right now, but it's not this. It's not what the cops want you to think it is.
Right.
Just be safe out there.
Right. Because the whole thing is like, we're not the danger of just shooting unarmed civilians.
Right.
It's this spooky powder in the air that could make us feel bad, too.
Yeah.
So think about that.
You know, it's wild because everything the police have ever said to me about drugs has been true to this point.
PCP, where those videos that Officer Charles would say in my DARE class, he said he saw a guy in the Jack in the Box parking lot throw a dumpster at a squad car.
That's so wild because that is, I'm pretty sure, the exact same rumor that I heard.
I think
we
always talk about this too.
Yeah.
And like with the advent of YouTube, I'm not joking. It was like one of the first things I tried to find.
You were just like rushed.
I couldn't
to
get
YouTube.
It out of my head. I remember telling like my other friends, I was like, yo, Ian, I think this is full of shit, bro. I haven't seen a fucking video like Officer Charles said of someone being, you know, he's like, and this guy was tiny, man. You wouldn't have expected, but he got this Hulk strength, lifted a dumpster and threw it right at a squad car.
Seen a guy take 20 shots, still keep coming, push a car out of the way. It's like, what, why is that something?
Why were you called to the scene? The music was too loud.
Yeah. But you know, it seems like on the one hand, that seems like a strange lie for the police to tell because it makes drugs sound cooler than they actually are. On the other hand, it makes their job sound more dangerous and makes them sound cooler, which seems to be the only lie that police are interested in telling. They have a fantasy that they are all John McClane and the world around them is all in the process of a secret terrorist.
Of Hans Grubering.
Yeah. There's a secret terrorist takeover and they're the only ones who know. Speaking of which, so there's this off-duty cop, Salvatore Sanchez, off-duty LAPD, who was standing in line at a Costco holding his infant, and a young man with an intellectual disability behind him, Kenneth French, who's nonverbal, slapped him. And, you know, it was a hard slap. It knocked him to the floor. I can imagine a moment of confusion you know, after happens.
Get sucker slapped or whatever.
Yeah, even a shove if you're like a especially hot-headed asshole before realizing that you're completely in the wrong for getting mad at somebody with an intellectual disability. But, you know, obviously empathy is the solution here. Instead, this off-duty LAPD officer stood up, and as the disabled man and his family fled, shot at them, killing the disabled man, wounding his parents, shot into a crowded Costco. Everyone except the officer was unarmed. And this didn't hit our radar when it first happened because the grand jury failed to even bring charges against this motherfucker.
I mean, I remember it was just a headline, right? Yeah. The story died saying like some guy, off-duty cop, like assaulted at a Costco and killed a guy. And then that was it. Wasn't it like 2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a couple years.
I mean, and only now it's like, whoa, 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 guy. I mean, in any other situation, I guess because cop, he has the, you know, the blanket of the DA's looking the other way.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is
shield him.
This is like an accumulation of the previous DA just ignoring all these cases of the police, you know, murdering people basically and not being charged. And so this DA was actually elected on the basis of the community being like, hey, can we stop? Can we stop letting these people like murder unarmed civilians? And so this DA was, you know, people voted for them to stop this. And it looks like they're planning to. So let's, you know, fingers crossed.
Wow.
That's wild. Just like the most horrifying.
I mean, the thing is funny because Jackie Lacey, who used to be the DA, her husband, like only like recently, well, he got into a diversion program because he pointed like a gun at some BLM people who were demonstrating outside of their house. Wow. And you know, that the Lacey crew, something else.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And it's finally happened, Miles.
It's happened. Behold the moment where we will unveil the newest talent that has come to Cameo because they are balling so out of control. They don't need the money that they're just doing Cameo for fun.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on
Cameo. Hey!
If there's an issue of concern that you want to discuss or a story you'd like to hear or share with me or a greeting that I can bring to someone that would bring happiness to their day, I would be delighted to do it.
Oh, really?
We can talk through the magic of Cameo. Thank you.
All right, y'all.
It
you
can
heard
be
it
arranged.
First.
He even sounds shady as fuck doing a cameo. He it can be arranged? What are
it
you
was
offering
like
to
a,
kill someone?
It was
someone?
Like a pitch he does for grifting to like help like big lie believers. Be like, if you have some information, you can tell me. Like, but it's like, well, hold on. This is, no one's going to be like, hey, Rudy Giuliani, I want to do a cameo where I tell you some information that I want you to discuss.
Yeah,
that's a full-on grift.
Yeah.
You're saying you're going to pay me to listen to you and then we'll get a video back. But worry not. I mean, he's listed as a podcaster when you go through, you know, rather than like disgraced human being. And right now they're starting at $375
damn
per video. So, yeah, I don't know.
He has to be the, like, speaking of grifters, like he has to be the easiest person to grift in America at this point, right? Like,
I feel like you could, if you had a really good prank show, you would do a thing where you set up a company that wanted to sponsor him to the tune of like right. $2 million.
Yeah.
And you get him down the fucking path, just getting all this momentum for this fucking thing, and then just be like, I'm sorry, fool, you're a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Liar. Just every other thing that's wrong. Mm. But anyway, he's on Cameo. No,
hey.
Nothing to see here. No legal trouble, no money trouble at all. Just doing Cameo for the love of it.
Let's see. Afghanistan is trending because yeah. the Taliban is rapidly taking over the country since the U.S. withdrawal. Now they are... three battalions are being deployed to help evacuate personnel. It's not great.
Yeah. Biden was like, you are not going to see something where sudden, like, you know, you're going to see embassy staff having to be evacuated, like Saigon type stuff. It's, I mean, the order was Americans need to get out of Afghanistan right now. They're sending 3,000 troops. The Brits are sending troops too. They're telling their people to get out. This is such a fucking disaster that's been going for 20 years. You know, this is how occupation works, that actually has no aim of creating a stable society or country, and just coming through with like, you need this liberal democracy. Don't know if you're gonna work here, but that's what you need, and that's what we're here for, and other resources.
Yeah.
And forever wars.
Yeah. The way that we install this thing that's supposed to be about human rights and is at the end of a gun barrel. That always sends the right message straight away.
Exactly. And we're allowing all these people, especially those who were assisting armed forces there, to just, they're just being abandoned.
Mm.
And it's just a dire situation. It just underlines the fact that had no business being there to just disrupt this entire region and cause this massive loss of life. I know there was a stability that was brought, but the fact that there wasn't a real long-term plan that was viable to return the country to its people, and having a lot of people saying like, dude, if you leave now, it's going to get, the Taliban's just going to come back. And it did. So, yeah, you have a lot of people on the right who are now like, being like, oh my God, can you believe Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. I mean, to be fair, I mean, he's had his hands on it for two administrations before this, or at least had an idea of what was going to happen. But I mean, this is more than anything. This is just a gigantic failure on every American leader since the war on terror began. Like, it's just, yeah. And it's sad to read just the torment of the Afghan people who were like, we knew this would happen. And now we're just fearing for our lives and sense of peace that we had.
Now that we've been away it for a while, or like haven't heard it as often, like hearing the war on terror, like you kind of the ridiculousness of a phrase of a war on a concept. Sensation kind of hits your brain a little bit different than it used to. And it is as futile as that suggests. It's like the war, huh? You're fighting a feeling that they made you feel?
Right.
All right. Census 2020, we got breaking news. The Census Bureau said America has grown far more diverse in the last decade.
Hey.
All right. And reported the first recorded drop in the non-Hispanic white population.
Ethno-nationalists. Beware. It's happening.
It's almost like this is starting to make sense.
All
that fear and anger and terror.
Yeah. And also they said that, you know what the most rapidly growing area was? The villages in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That had like the most sort of on paper, the largest growth, that like 39% population growth or something like that.
And the villages are like the retirement
community in Florida.
That's the highest growth of the white population.
No, just in general, it's considered the fastest growing U.S. metro area.
Wow.
From 2010 to 2020, 39%.
Yeah. I mean, that's supposed to be bad for the economy when you have like a bunch of people retiring and like the dependency ratio shifting in that direction. On the other hand, let's take a look at who is being removed from the workforce. And I don't know.
Yeah.
We might be getting the better end of that deal.
We'll stay safe, everyone. Get vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting vaccinated, turns out you don't need to do that, especially if you live in the villages, because Ron DeSantis is telling people about this little secret known as Regeneron.
Ever heard of it? The shit that saved Donnie Trumpy's life. And then also he got a vaccine afterward. Asterisk, but don't look into that. He did like a full-on commercial where it's like, he's like, hi, I'm here with this like Regeneron rapid response, like monoclonal antibody strike team, where we'll bring treatment directly to your vulnerable populations in long-term care facilities.
Right.
Again, this thing costs, I don't know, at least $1,500 and up to like $6,000 per treatment. But you know, I'm sure that will probably I don't know if your health insurance will pay for that, but you can definitely get a free ass vaccine.
That's so you probably
don't need to be treated at the hospital with Regeneron. But that's where Ron DeSantis's head is at. So while some people are like, I think the most optimistic version is like, well, he's past prevention and now he's just trying to get people to like focus on treatment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Regeneron has a bit of a pattern of kickbacks and even some, you know, people in government having investment in that. So I don't know. A lot of people are just like, this shit stinks. But also it's even worse when you're like, you could be pushing a free vaccine. How about that?
I mean, can they just give the people the vaccine while they're giving them the thing with the cool name that sounds like something that gives He-Man powers in the Masters of the Universe? Like, could they just like stick them with the vaccine? I feel like, you know,
I don't know. I guess maybe he'll probably create like a ban from like, right. if you're at a Regeneron strike unit, they can't give you the vaccine or some shit.
Of course.
But it's funny because the thing with Regeneron, this is the thing that I remember when Trump got it. They're like, you know, There were like fetal tissue that was used to develop this, yet everyone who's so like pro-life and shit is not really acknowledging that and just going straight to the grift part. So
yeah. Interesting. That seems like the sort of thing that Trump's supporters would not trust if it were going in anyone else's body. But you know.
Yeah.
Because it's him. All right. Well, that is going to do it for today. Those are the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. And until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.